If you spend all your time thinking about the bad things that happened in the past, anger, things you think shouldn't have happened, basically you cannot enjoy the present moment.
At an evening group meditation session in Williamsville at the North Presbyterian Church on North Forest Road, you could hear a pin drop. And if you did hear any sounds, no one would respond. On this evening, in a quiet room, a small group of men and women of various ages are silently sitting still, practicing what's known as mindfulness. Enthusiasts say it allows a person to tune into the world around them. It centers on the intentional awareness of the rise and fall of each breath.
The idea is that this is a way of living. It's not something to be discussed kind of theoretically.
That's Phil, the jovial leader of this peaceful group meditation session.
This is something you kind of, it doesn't matter what religion you are, it's compatible with basically every religion. It's not bound by sect or creed. People can just live this way and enjoy the world.
Mindfulness, a meditation practice rooted in Eastern teachings, is a movement that has been embraced by the West since its introduction 20 years ago. It's a simple breathing meditation exercise with great rewards, says participant Kevin McNenemy.
With this ability to bring mindfulness in, to become aware of how we feel, to become aware of what our mood is, what our state of mind is, what's going on around us, and then to have choice, to have different ways of reacting, that maybe instead of cursing out the person that's tailgating me, right, or instead of getting upset with the person that cut me off, maybe I can change my point of view.
Dr. Arshana Mishra, attending physician in pulmonary critical care and sleep medicine at the Buffalo VA Medical Center, practices mindfulness.
Mindfulness is something that even helps you become a better human being. It reduces anxiety and stress, and that's been proven even not just by, you know, by people telling that, yes, I am less stressed, but through scientific methods. One of the methods is checking cortisol levels, which is the stress hormone. Once you're mindful, you meditate, your cortisol levels come down.
Recently, Dr. Mishra, Associate Professor of Medicine for medical students at the University at Buffalo, was honored by her medical students for helping develop meaningful relationships with patients and helping propel UB medical students to being outstanding physicians.
I made sure I was able to incorporate mindfulness in my classroom to be able to have a student-centered learning, just like it helped me be more patient-centered in my medical practice.
Dr. Mishra's compassionate style is appreciated by her patients, says VA respiratory therapist Laura Walk.
I've worked with her inside, you know, on the wards of the hospital, outpatient settings, and I can tell you that all of her patients do love her just by her bedside manner and how she's approachable.
As a physician, to really find meaning in my work, I realized that what is key to finding joy in my practice is to be present with my patients.
This meditation practice may not be a panacea for everything that ails you, but there certainly is quite a bit of exciting scientific evidence that proves mindfulness works. Reporting for the WBFO's Seniors News Desk, I'm Sandy White.